This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to another episode of Just a Tip, an advice podcast. It's equally about its tangents as it is about its tips. I'm your host, Megan Mattoon, and today to help me help you, I have not one, not two, but three boss-ass ladies here helping me give advice to you. Ladies and gentlemen, the lady gang in the studio.
Ooh. Hello.
By the way, this whole time I thought that your podcast was called Just the Tip, and I was like...
Well, I think that is it's the play on the words, and
I guess
it's funny.
I swear to God, it's in my calendars, the other thing. I'm so embarrassed.
It's so funny. My management was like, because I'm very like clean online forever.
Yes. Yeah. No, I know. I was like, this doesn't go with your brand.
I know, but puns do. And so I was like, and tips, advice, and I was like, oh, that it's so cheeky, and like maybe people would just like be scrolling on iTunes and then find it and be like, ooh, what's this about? Like thinking it's about sex and it totally isn't.
Okay.
And then my whole management was like, are you pulling like a Miley Cyrus Hannah Montana on us?
You're like, yes, I am going crazy.
Megan, you're new.
Totally. It was a little liberating. I mean, I did feel like kind of sheltered a little bit. Have you guys ever felt like that in like earlier?
No.
Yes.
You did?
Yeah. When you play a high schooler on TV for Fox, you can't say shit.
And now you can, baby.
Yeah. And we do.
I just realized we did something together at a high school
Like, was it a wee day?
You and I did something. It wasn't a wee day. It was like a high school or a school, and we played like games with kids.
It sounds like something I would do.
Years ago. It was me and Kevin McHale from Glee. You were there. Oh my God. This is going to drive me.
This is such a specific thing.
This is such a great story.
I wish I knew. I have like the worst memory ever.
You like spoke.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Really?
1,000%. Yes.
This is before or after she was on our podcast. Before. How's your brain? She's very old. It's okay.
So am I.
I don't know timing of it, but it was a while ago. It was like... I don't know.
That's cute.
I know.
Okay. I love us helping out the youth.
We were helping the youth. So good for us, right?
You did it. Good for you.
Wow.
I was on Lady Gang years ago, and I'm so excited to be.
You're one of our first, you were our first year for sure.
Our first year, yeah.
Damn.
Back in the
day.
You
were our first like YouTuber.
Ooh, and how has it been since me?
We don't have many YouTubers on.
Honestly, no, you know what? You fooled us.
Yeah.
Because what?
And I don't mean to offend the YouTube community.
I mean,
but
do it.
We had you on, and we had a couple other good YouTubers, and then we had some bad YouTubers.
Yeah.
And we were like, we're good with
we
the
realized
YouTubers.
It just like wasn't our thing.
You know what? It's,
but you are, because you're like a cool, normal gal.
Yeah.
And the others are like, look
at
me.
I think YouTubers, I think if you're like a vlogger, it becomes difficult to like engage in conversation with anything except your own face staring back at you. And so you're not a conversation. And podcasting is a conversational art.
We did have a YouTuber come on that ended up live streaming herself.
What did you? Oh my God. I'm
the whole time. The whole time.
The whole
and talking to the camera, not us.
Yeah. Didn't look at us once.
What?
That was the end of YouTube for
that
us.
That I think was our last one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Her name rhymes with Whitney.
I'm dead. I'm like, oh, who is this? I still have no idea. Okay.
I don't think she's a YouTuber. I think she's a social media maven.
Maybe.
Like a Viner.
Yeah, I think it was a minor.
Mm. Anyway, we're just old and we can't get, like, we have a hard time with the influencers, you know? Like, I want to be an influencer,
but
I wish I could be, but I, like, got too late of a start.
Everybody listening, you know May, Becca Kelty, and Jack from their individual Boss Lady careers, or together from their podcast, Lady Gang, which we've been talking about for...
I would say three good minutes. Yeah.
But after a quick internet stalker, I like to stalk my guests before I get here. I found that once, Becca, you were hacked on Instagram and Snapchat, but then contemplated pretending you were hacked on Twitter so you could talk shit.
Yes.
Is that-
yeah.
God, oh, that's amazing.
I like when I'm reminded of my good ideas.
What, you don't have to tell me what you would say, but like, what are some topics or themes that you would have talked about on Twitter if you were... under the guise of being hacked?
Well, I definitely would have. I'm not the type to engage with trolls.
Sure.
I've never been, ever. But there's so many moments where I really want to a clap back. So I probably would have pretended to be like a Becca crusader. Mm. And I would have gone for people, like the trolls. Nobody like important. No one like, you know.
Yeah. The, Chrissy Teigen, that's like her whole thing.
I know.
That is her whole thing.
She does a good job with like not being too bitchy, but is like, get off my dick, like all the time.
But the key with that is you truly have to be at the top of the food chain.
Yes.
Otherwise, it seems desperate and sad.
You can't be like writing back to every troll when you're like a D-lister.
Yeah,
you have to be Chrissy Teigen.
So beautiful. So super talented.
And so
in a
funny.
Secure marriage.
Right.
She's a great cook.
She has everything going on.
She's an entrepreneur. Did you laugh at Chrissy Teigen being talented?
No, we're just laughing at you.
No, I'm for sure actually, with you.
I was actually laughing about how you're saying that you have to be all these things so Becca couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, that's not what I meant.
It's
sorry.
Fine. I'm not any of those things.
I love Becca.
You have to be super talented, super beautiful, great boobs.
Dick.
So rude. Put your chapstick on.
No, you did that.
Sorry you've come
that
into
is
this hell.
Hilarious. Anyways. This is my favorite place to be. This is what hell is like. Please, like, get me a room forever.
Okay. Great.
What about Finstas? Do you guys have a Finsta?
No.
I don't have the energy, and I wouldn't remember the password.
It's just like... I have a couple Instagram accounts. None of them are Finstas, but like there is some freedom with not being on your main.
But I think, isn't a Finsta to post you doing like drugs and stuff?
Is it?
Well, I
don't know. You're the one, only one who has one.
I don't have a Finsta.
I think we're, again, too old for a Finsta. I feel like Finsta was for the kids to post their like partying and
I
shit.
I have a Instagram for my dog, Callie, and it only gets one post every 3 weeks because I am obsessed with writing back to every comment on my Instagram because someone told me that's how you get more fans.
Does it work?
Nope.
Do you remember?
Sure does. Surely it. Thanks for asking.
Do you guys remember there was a girl, I think, what's her name? Something with like fitness. And she commented on every single person's.
Hot mom diary fitness blog or something
fitness
like
of
that.
A diary mom.
Yeah. She comments
hot
on
mom
every
of a diary
celebrity. And she has like a million followers now. Probably most of them are bought. But
yeah.
Oh.
Every celebrity she comments on.
Right.
That's crazy.
Insane.
Are you not?
Dedication.
She just comments all day long.
Like, yeah. literally every celebrity, every influencer,
Honestly,
every YouTuber.
About to do it. Gotta go.
Yeah, let me know if it works.
Wow.
Gotta go.
I've coined a new term.
Let's hear it.
When people have a lot of bots on Instagram.
Uh-oh.
Or like just like very phony behavior, I call them the Elizabeth Holmes of
love it.
Instagram.
I'm here for
love it.
Elizabeth
the
Holmes. Girls.
Elizabeth Holmes, Theranos.
From Silicon Valley.
She was doing the blood testing.
Yeah. With people out of like $4 billion.
Yeah, she's basically a con artist.
Yeah.
And so all these like influencers that are doing like ads and they have all fake followers, they're like Elizabeth Holmes.
People were doing fake ads on Instagram.
What?
Did you hear about that?
Why would you do that?
So weird.
So that you can look like you're cool.
Yes.
I think I caught someone doing that recently.
I did too.
That.
There's no way somebody's paying you to do
that.
No, I didn't. With who? A fake ad?
Mm-hmm.
With who?
We're not talking about it.
Will you say who?
Do you know what she's talking about?
She pretended to cook a meal and didn't.
No, that's not the same.
I got paid for that ad.
No, she's talking about like you. If you, before you got your Fabletics endorsement deal.
If I was like Fabletics hashtag ad, but no one paid me.
Yes.
Right.
People are doing
free.
That.
Yes. What if people just start doing hashtag volunteer? And it's like when you just like something and you just want to post about it, you're like hashtag volunteer. And that means wasn't paid for this.
I think that's a cute idea.
Sometimes you have to be like, this isn't an ad because I'm such an influencer that you're like, you would think I was being paid, but I'm not.
I just need everyone to know how much her shimmies were out
she's
of this
dancing.
Room.
There were a lot of hand motions to that.
Do you think the likes are going to go away?
I heard
they
that they are.
Next week. Yeah. I read an article in the New York Times.
Yep.
What's going to happen?
It's going to be so good for me.
Me too. In my mental health.
Yes. You know why? Because sometimes I post something I really love, like yes. a quote, mm-hmm. and it gets 700 likes. And I was like, it didn't heat the 1,000 like threshold. I can't keep this content.
And then you put your selfie on.
And then I put a picture of my husband up and people are like, 7,000 likes.
I know. It's disheartening.
It's so hard. These girls can't understand.
But then so many people, I heard that other people were really like up in arms about it. They're pissed that the likes are going to go away.
Because, but why?
Because they've
Who
been
cares?
Paying so much money for those likes.
Oh, shit.
For years.
But then they can stop paying. Oh, because then
it's
when
just
they actually
be your
go
insights,
to the analytics, you
and
can't,
they'll be lies.
You can't fake them.
Dude, let me tell you something. Now I get pitched like celebrities to like do interviews with, and they'll be like, you should on the carpet. They'll come up and they don't even have like a little, they used to hand you a piece of paper that's like, here's, you know, the singer, songwriter, and she sold this many records. Here's her new thing. Now yeah. they just come up with a phone and they're like, do you want to interview Sally?
Oh my
and it's
God.
Just their Instagram with their
really?
Followers and the likes. That's how they pitch them. And I'm like, no. I know this is probably fake. I hate everyone.
Oh.
She's pissed.
So do you like the likes? Tell your people to stop pitching you by going up with the Instagram.
It's like people's resumes now, like from the dance community. If you don't have like...
Oh, forget about it.
That's how it is. You don't have a resume anymore. You have your Instagram.
Do people in the dance community buy their followers too?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
And their butts.
Someone
told me that the biggest proponent of people getting butt surgeries, like bigger butts, is the dance community.
Really?
How do they afford it?
Oh, true. Mm. The dance money's not that great.
Not great at all.
But maybe they want to like twerk a lot and maybe that'll get...
I understand that.
Maybe
that
they want views, not paychecks.
Yeah.
And that's fine for them, I guess. Nah.
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
I'm in the dance community and I regularly post videos.
I regularly get butt surgery.
But your videos are fun and they're cute.
They're not to get jobs.
No.
No.
They're for your own happiness.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I like them.
I want to play a game that we call Bursa Firsts. Usually we have one guest, so this will be fun. However you guys want to break this up. You can all answer each one or you can go around and whatever you'd like. But it's one round of rapid fire questions, everything from your first job to the first time you public cried, etc.
Okay.
Whenever I yell stop, you have to explain, elaborate, or tell the full story.
Okay.
Should we go around like Kelsey, we'll then Jack, then me?
Okay, great. So those are the order that you'll be hearing these voices.
Okay.
Here we go. What was your first job?
Chicken bone breaker at Least Famous Recipe Chicken.
Hang on. Stop immediately. Chicken bone breaker?
Yeah. When you get the big bags of chicken pieces, you have to break the thigh bone or else it won't cook all the way through in the fryer. That's a job.
That's insane.
It's an absolute job. Okay, Jack?
I'm Old Navy. Easy.
She's only had one job.
I've only had one job. It lasted 18 days.
And then you became an entrepreneur?
Well, I was 16.
Yeah.
I like did some internships and then like started my business. And
gotcha.
But yeah, only real job, Old Navy.
Okay, Old Navy. So she can fold a mean t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Doubt it.
Nope.
Mine would have been babysitting. Like technically the first thing that made me money would be babysitting.
Uh-huh. And then instantly into entertainment after that?
No, then I did like shoe modeling.
Shoe modeling? Mm-hmm. So you got good angles.
She has a small foot.
I have a small foot.
She's got a cankle.
What's your size?
6.5.
That's not even my ring size. I'm like, nothing on me is a 6, baby.
Yeah, it was a sample size. So I had to go to Vegas to do trade shows. It was actually the worst job on the planet.
Whoa.
You're like a live mannequin.
Mm-hmm. I wish. Okay. First, cell phone.
Ooh. I mean, I think I had a pager. I'm that old.
No, stop.
I had a pager.
I'm so old.
I didn't.
A pager? Mm-hmm. Tell me everything.
And you had codes with your friends, like 911, and then like a 696 was like your boyfriend or whatever.
Ew.
And like you knew who
you
want to
like.
I don't think mine was that, but it was like, you know, there was like codes for different things, and you knew who to call them from the payphone.
My boyfriend's would be 666.
Oh,
love it.
Wait, you didn't have a pager?
No, but if I did.
Oh, okay.
Back then, all my boyfriends were dealt with the devil.
Oh, shit. Dark.
Okay.
Mine was that Nokia.
Same.
Yes. The Nokia one that you put snake on.
And it was like... Yeah.
And then you could have the battery that was light up in the back. And then the little antenna that was light up.
And you could get a charm on your antenna.
Yep.
Yes, a charm.
Mine was Pink Sparkles. They're so good. But my favorite phone was the Sidekick.
Dude. I wish Sidekicks were back.
Yep.
Having a Sidekick, you were the coolest person.
No, see, where I was... My crowd was like, if you had a sidekick, you were the biggest douche.
Oh, really?
So we'd be out, and if cool you saw someone going like this with their sidekick, like out in the city in a bar, they'd be like, oh, God, it's a douchebag.
I missed doing the flip.
Yeah, me
it's
too.
It's so cool. Yeah.
It's
I really wish I had that now.
T-mail, that was the only way that you could send pictures through T-mail.
I do wish that those early phone cameras had better pictures, because some of like the best moments of my life, I just have like a shitty, grainy sidekick photo.
They're
like,
so bad.
Yeah. Not to take it to a dark place, but I lost a friend, and like the best picture I have of like the best memory is like so shit.
And they're so small.
And I was like, well, miss
what's
you.
Small, the phone or
the picture is like so grainy.
Oh.
Like if you tried to like look at them on your computer now, they'd be like,
yeah, they're like
big.
This big. Yeah.
Do you ever try to log into your MySpace and can't?
You can't. They deleted all of it.
So sad. Or your photo bucket.
Can you imagine the button where they're like
deleted all of those years. Those are my glory years.
I hope they do that with Instagram.
Stop.
Could you imagine the uproar?
I don't think the world would be okay, honestly.
I'd be fine.
Love to experience that.
I'd be fine. Kind of wish it would happen.
It would be nice for our mentality, but I think it'd be bad for business.
Bad for our business.
Bad for my business,
yeah. That's for sure.
Yep.
Let's keep it around.
First pet.
Cuddles the guinea pig.
Like Chance the Rapper. I love that he has a name and a title.
It was a guinea pig.
Cuddles the guinea pig.
I had a pug named Pugsley.
Cute.
He's my little boy.
I had a dog named Bonnie.
Such a boss bitch name
She's
for a dog.
She's a boss.
She just cried.
She lived all
She's
like
a dog. Bichon Frise.
She was a Bichon.
No.
Knew it.
Oh, that's the only kind of dog you can name Bonnie.
Yeah. She's a boss.
You can't name a pug Bonnie.
Bonnie's a CEO and a dog.
First kiss location.
Back stairs at my parents' house, ready to go on a skate date.
Mine, I was in Salt Lake City, Utah at this thing called SWAT. It was a group, or it was a high school snowboarding trip. And it was with, I was 16 years old with a 24-year-old bartender from a Salt Lake City bar in a hotel room.
Whoa.
We've talked about this before. You have to stop sharing that story. It's illegal.
He doesn't. It's illegal. Nobody knows. I don't even know who he is.
Did he know you were 16?
No.
She definitely lied.
You said you're 18?
Absolutely. Always.
How old were you?
16.
Your first kiss was 16?
Mm-hmm. I was late bloomer. Yeah.
Jesus.
Wait, Jesus. What was yours?
What was the cat's name? I mean, the dog's name?
Bonnie.
You're a real Bonnie over there.
Yes. Mine, I think I was like 12. It might, like,
is that like...
See, 12-year-olds should not be kissing.
They are, bitch.
I know.
Dude, 12-year-olds now could probably be pregnant.
They're getting fingered.
Ew.
Fingered?
This is a PG show. This is not Lady Gang.
I'm sorry.
It can be.
Just a tip.
Just the tip.
Wait, so you were 12?
I was 12.
I was in grade 5.
That's 10. Young.
10?
10?
No, I got my... No, I was 11.
Still.
I was 12. I was 12. I was 12. I was 12.
Yeah, like normal people.
I kissed my same year I got my period.
Oh,
so did I.
To pillow. Hey, humping pillows.
I shouldn't shame girls who wait long. Sorry,
yeah,
Jack.
Shouldn't. I know. What the hell?
So I apologize.
What the hell?
First major purchase.
Steve Madden triple platform heels.
How tall were you?
In two colors, leopard and Nubuck.
Nubuck.
And the heel and the platform were both wooden.
Whoa.
Like Alita. It wasn't Alita. It was worse. It was like 2003.
There's nothing worse.
Alita
was the worst.
Let's not talk about it.
What's Alita?
Don't fucking shame me.
Alita was probably before shoe. Your time. It was a Jeffrey Campbell shoe.
I was thinking Jeffrey Campbell.
How old are you?
You're Alita. 28.
Yeah, Alita. I'll show you.
Maybe it wasn't like cool enough.
They were so ugly.
Really?
And Kelty still has hers.
As a collector's item. Everything that's... I wish I had kept all my 90s clothes when I was actually in the 90s, because I'm buying that same shit at Shopbop now for triple the price. I already had you, midi, satin, silk, baby doll dress.
I know.
I don't need to buy
so
you
nice.
Again.
Yeah.
Combat boots. Becca's wearing my shoes. They're from 8th grade right now.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Combat these boots are really never go cute. Out of style,
Thanks.
Though.
No, those are cute.
These are from your 8th grade. Great.
No, she's just saying
I have those exact
like,
shoes.
Oh my God.
Same style.
Doc Martens.
Six and a half, baby.
$103 downtown.
My first big purchase that I can think of is I went gambling in Vegas when I was 21, met a high roller.
Uh-huh.
He helped me win $7,000 and I bought a Rimowa suitcase.
Oh my
God. Do you still have it? Dumbass purchase.
Why?
When you were 21, you bought a suitcase.
I would do that.
The Ramoa ones, they're like $1,500.
Who at 21 gives a shit suitcase. About a suitcase?
I did.
I would. Because I loved those suitcases.
Do you still have it?
Uh-huh.
Does wow. They lifetime, still replace it, right?
They have a lifetime warranty because they're shitty and they break all the time. I would never buy another one. Dark, unless they want to sponsor our podcast.
Mine was a turquoise Prada bag.
Ooh. You still have it?
No. Oh, I wish.
Sold it.
Oh my God. It's like really tiny, like shoulder. It was so ugly. Mm-hmm. It was so
you
ugly.
You sold it?
I don't know what I did with it. Oh, I think I just did Goodwill or something. I mean, it was only like $125.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
It was like the Prada. Yeah.
Yeah. Prada Junior.
Mini Prada.
What was your first choice in a karaoke book?
Oh, always Gotta Have Faith by George Michael.
Oh. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, wait, do you sing both parts?
I mean, I have to have it like a group thing because I have a terrible voice.
Sure, sure, sure.
So, needs to be a group effort.
A collective.
I don't karaoke.
She's no fun.
She's actually a good
singer. Have you ever? Have you never? Or have you? Will you just never?
I think once in my entire life I did karaoke, and I think it was The Boy Is Mine, Brandy and...
That's a good one. Did you duet?
Yeah.
With who?
But I don't remember with who. I was like 19 or something in New York.
I think meeting someone at a karaoke bar singing the same song would be so cute. When I already say this, it's happened to me once, but it was like the wrong guy.
Oh.
But like imagine, I forgot what song it was, but like what if the song was so perfect for what your relationship would be? I have a friend who...
Near, far, wherever you are.
I can't hear myself, so I... Is that a kiss break?
That's us kissing.
Instead of an instrumental break?
Yeah.
I had a friend who, I think...
Sorry.
There's a song that's like, wait, let's just get married.
Yeah.
I just want to get married. That's their first song that they sang together, and they got married.
Oh, that's cute.
That's
I
cute.
Know.
Love is dead.
She's wow. She's married.
Like, see you in 10 years.
No. Fine.
What was your first internet screen name? Internet screen name.
Ooh. Oh, Dancin' Celts 99 because Wayne Gretzky, the hockey player, is number 99, and I thought I was the best dancer, so I was 99.
Cute.
So stupid.
Mine was confidence. Baby Girl 000 GURL.
So you had two girls?
No, it was Baby GURL
000.
That's pretty good.
That is cool.
I also got Skater Girl, but I used Baby Girl.
Yeah, that I like
because I wasn't a skater.
But I just sat on that name just in case anything ever changed.
You know, Avril was big at the time.
I don't remember mine.
And you don't? I remember all
no.
of mine.
Dude, one of mine was Amid These Tears.
Whoa, oh, dark. That's emo.
I like, so dark. I loved Dashboard Confessional.
Yeah, and
I
was of course, like, who didn't? Everyone did.
I listened to it this morning.
It's so great.
I listen to Dashboard all the time.
Hands down is a banger. Well, it's not a banger, but it's a great song.
It's a definitely, it's
sometimes,
a bop.
Okay, so my computer, I'm not technologically like great. And so sometimes my like old Jabber account will like pop up, which is Jabber is like AIM for Macs. So you could use like AI message
really?
On Macs, like early Macs from like my white MacBook or the one that was like orange bubble or whatever. And it has like 15 of my saved away messages.
What?
And they are so emo. It's like,
make those merch,
right? It's like going to kiss my lover in Paris. And they're like, I've made a few mistakes. I'm sure I'll make more. Like they're so dark. I'll remember to screenshot that.
You're a dork.
Oh, my favorite screen name, or not screen name, away message that I had is when I broke up with my boyfriend when I was 14 after dating him for 4 days, and I had "There Will Be Sorrow No More" from Bad Religion.
Hands down, this is the best day I have.
People break up with people on away messages. Like that's like
it's
the
over
original.
Sarah.
It's
oh yeah,
that's the original subtweet. Is an away message.
Oh yes.
Oh my
gotta
God.
Love an away message.
Fuck,
I because
wish
like you idiots, she has none of this passive aggressiveness in her. She's not that person.
That's so nice. What's it like to be stable?
Well, it's not exactly stable.
It's just another kind of crazy.
It's another, yeah, it's another kind of crazy.
What is the first thing you think when someone doesn't answer the phone?
I'll call other numbers until I reach them.
No, what are they thinking?
No, what do you think?
What do I think? Like, if I call back and she doesn't answer the phone,
yeah.
Let me text her 500 times till she answers the motherfucking phone. I need her right now. I'm the most important.
And it's usually not something that important.
Right.
Mine is they're probably dead.
Oh my
when
God.
They don't answer, mine is like...
Fitz might, yeah.
Mine's like they probably don't feel like talking because I normally don't answer the phone because I just don't feel like talking.
Phone. That's nice. Would you rather have someone cold call you or cold FaceTime you?
Oh.
I hate a cold FaceTime.
I
really?
Love a cold
me too.
FaceTime.
Like, you like receiving them?
Both.
Oh you do?
God.
Would you rather either of those more than a text? Or would you rather text more than seeing or talking?
I recently had a moment with texting. Like, unless it's work related, I don't want to text you. I really don't want to text you. And I don't know why, but like when people text me things like, hey, how's it going? And then like, how was your trip to New York or like whatever? I'm like, ugh, I don't have any energy for this. Like, is it? I hate texting.
What about voice memos?
No.
Terrible.
No. A voice note thing. I hate
those. Why do people do those? Is that like a younger thing?
I think when people are driving or people like just like to talk a lot. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when people are in fights, like I've heard that people do that instead of texting.
Because then they delete?
Oh, but you
they
can
actually
save
do.
Them. But then it can come across like more sincere.
But yeah, you can get tone. Yeah.
Tone.
You can get tone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I'm going to get a flip phone that doesn't have texting.
Razor. They still sell them.
I think it's so smart. I honestly have gone from text only life.
Yeah.
And been like, never call me. Like, do not pick up the phone and ever call me. I want everything digitally. And now in the past year, I've come back. Sometimes I'm like, sometimes it's just better to talk it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it's true.
Because
it's
like, she also has a problem with tone.
Yeah. I have a well, that's, I left that part out. Sure. I have a major tone problem where I keep getting in trouble because people think I'm mad and I'm just assertive.
Right. I also think sometimes like a 2 minute phone call
can save, 15 minutes of texts.
That's true.
Let's just hop on the phone and figure it out.
Yeah. I think what we should start doing is having two phones, a work phone and a personal phone.
That's
a lot of people
do.
And the personal phone, I would only really look at like every 3 days.
Whoa.
That would be incredible. That's a dream.
Okay.
You can do that.
I'm going to
do it. I
see
a lot of people with two phones.
A lot of people with real jobs have that.
Yeah, they have two.
Yeah, but they keep their personal phone on them at all times.
Real jobs. Well, like off. Like,
but I'm saying, my personal phone, I would just like keep in a drawer and check it every 4 days.
Mm. Okay, I'm into it.
I'm gonna do it.
Okay. I'm gonna do it.
What? Who was your first celebrity crush?
Jordan Catalano, Jared Leto.
Yep.
In My So Called Life.
The Green Power Ranger, Tommy.
Masked or unmasked?
What?
Masked or unmasked?
Unmasked. Had a long ponytail. Love long hair. I met him once.
Love a pony.
I met him once. I was so nervous.
Did you say anything? Were you like, you're my first childhood crush?
I don't remember. I was six. You were six when you met him?
May took you maybe to see them?
Like, maybe I was like nine. Yeah, him and the Kimberly, the pink one. Were
Kimberly
like
was so hot.
Meeting people. So me and my friends went. My friend was very concerned about what shoes she was wearing.
Always.
If they would like her shoes.
Do you know?
If they would like her shoes.
Do you remember like when you went to those like, I remember going to New Kids on the Block and being like, I have to wear my leopard sweatshirt and leopard legging and leopard shoe. And like you thought about your outfit so much. I was in the fucking bleacher seats, like nosebleeds. Like I'm not meeting these guys. They're also 20.
Right.
Like it was just like, the way you prepared to go to a concert where you had no chance because it was highly illegal was.
Oh, I thought that Nick Carter was seeing like everything I was wearing at a Backstreet Boys concert.
Oh my God. He was everything.
He did blow me a kiss once, but
Woo!
I'm sure. It's like when we went and saw the Backstreet Boys and we all thought AJ was looking at us.
But he was.
He was looking at me. We all know the truth.
Oh my God. You're such an asshole.
Wait, didn't you make out with a Jonas brother?
I wish. No, wait, where'd that come from? I'm so famous. Oh my God. Which one?
Wait, really? When I was doing my stalking.
She's been married forever.
I
hope. This is good. Wait, if that story's on the internet, let's tell everyone it's true.
Let me see. Because are you sure?
I hope.
For some reason, I'm looking at stocks right now.
Okay.
No, let me check because when we search little fun facts and someone here in this room made out with
a Jonas brother.
Sounds like it would be me, but it's not.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying
It's not me either. And I don't find the Jonas brothers
maybe
attractive at all.
Maybe it's not a Jonas.
Maybe it wasn't a Jonas. Are you thinking about our mutual ex-boyfriend that was in Panic at the Disco?
I don't think you're going to confuse him with the Jonas brothers.
No, you're true. You're right. I'm just wondering if it was like a band dude.
That makes headlines.
Doesn't make headlines.
I don't like
Kelsey and Jack.
Oh, Harry Styles.
No.
Oh my God, it worked. This is an evil fucking plan I put up to get more press.
Oh
wow.
My God.
No
way.
It's in my bio. So I was trying to have like a snarky end to like my bio on my website and Harry Styles, like every year at the AMAs, used to come up to me and give me a kiss and I would have my like assistant take a picture of him kissing me on the cheek and then I post it and everyone would be like, oh my God, you're so lucky. And I was like, I am so lucky. And so like the end of my bio says like Harry Styles kissed her twice.
That's hilarious.
But no, I didn't really kiss him.
Oh my God, that is,
but
you're
that
so
is
funny.
So great.
Super
that
funny.
Is the most Kelty thing that's ever come up in this podcast room.
Yeah, wow. It really is.
That's
I love
some
to spread
digging.
Celebrity rumors
you're
about
like,
myself.
You're like that of like when people like little kids put in their profile like Joe Jonas noticed me on November 15th. 2003.
Yeah, exactly.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
Okay, first celebrity crush. We got there. Did we get your first celebrity crush, Becca?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, hi. JTT, hi.
He's cute now. He quit the business. He like lives in Colorado. Oh, yeah, he's
totally
like,
rugged.
He's looking so cute.
I'm going to Google him. Maybe there's
Remember
still
Devin
a chance.
Sawa? He was super hot too.
Yes.
Who's that?
Devin Sawa, Casper?
I don't know who that is, but Casper
the,
Smart.
From the Ghost?
You know who that is.
I know
is.
Casper no, Smart not is. Casper Smart. Casper the Friendly Ghost.
No, I know what you're talking about, but I took it to a world that only we know about.
Yes, I do know Casper Smart. When I was watching Hocus Pocus last month for Halloween, mm-hmm. it was the first year that I was not attracted to the little boy,
Same.
But to his father.
Same.
Oh my God.
That's you just know you're happened.
Old. When? That's when you know you're old. Mm-hmm. And when they were doing that kissing scene, I was like, ooh, look at the wainscoting like of the room behind them.
Yeah. You're like, wow, great paint color.
I know.
Ego HDTV on it.
Jeez.
I had the
we're
same
so old. Realization this year when I watched it.
Really?
Yep.
This was the year?
Yeah, because I hadn't watched it since I was like young.
Yeah.
And we were watching it at my friend Haley's house and we were all like, oh my God, we used to think about him and like touch ourselves.
Yeah.
And he's a child.
There's a problem. He was
it
so hot.
To everybody. I know. What was your first concert?
New Kids on the Block. Leopard Set.
Leopard Set.
Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
Reba McEntire.
Nice.
That's the
best
one.
Night of my
Fancy
life.
Fancy, don't let me down. Well. What was your first scar?
Oh, I was on a skate date when I was in fourth grade.
How many of these did you go on?
I lived right next to
She's Canadian.
Room, and I'm Canadian. I can't pull up my, like, and someone fell with the ice pick on the front of their skate into me and skipped a little bit of my leg out, and then I had to get it
like butterfly
stitched up. And then I danced on the stitches, and the stitches stretched out, so now I have like a hole.
Ew. Oh my God.
It's disgusting. Jeez.
It's disgusting.
I did a cartwheel into one of my friends.
Was your friend a knife?
And I don't remember what part of her ended up hitting my leg, but I ended up getting like a gaping wound from it. And that's how I broke all of my bones, is doing the dumbest stuff. Like,
yeah,
cartwheeling
always.
And somebody jumping over an inner tube in my living room and breaking my arm. Like, that's
oh my God.
Not actual.
That reminds me of when we used to take mattresses and shoot
yes,
down
the stairs.
That kind of stuff.
It was so good.
Shit.
Mine was a dog bite.
Ooh.
My friend's cunty old dog named Muppet. I like went
Muppet's
over
like
and I was
a
like,
dog.
And I was like, it was like some sort of like Shih Tzu mix or something. Mm-hmm. And I remember I like went over and because I just like love a fluffy dog, and I was like, oh my God, Muppet! And she fucking latched onto my pinky and like dragged her teeth. And
ew.
I still have the scar.
Muppet.
Well, this is a burn, but this right here,
that pinky has went through so much.
I know, it's been through a lot lately. I burned it on a skillet.
Muppet
actually cooking.
Oh, that's nice.
Shut up.
Rude.
What is the first thing you do when you like someone?
Probably like
have sex.
Awkward.
That's the first thing without even talking.
I mean,
just naked.
Honestly,
all of a
probably
talk about myself. Obviously, it always works.
It's shocking. You've had so much trouble in the love department.
I'm shocked you're married. Here's why I'm great. stalk them on social media.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Make sure they're not married.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's important.
Or have any felonies.
That's also good. Do you background check people?
I used to. So one of my best friends works in true crime, and she has this thing called LexisNexis.
Yeah.
And you can basically put anybody's name in it, and it pulls up all of their information.
Whoa.
Like,
have you done it to yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I check out.
Everything is true.
Yeah, it's cool.
What is the first show you binge watched?
Oh, The Sopranos. Lost.
I don't know.
Glee!
No. I mean, The Office, maybe?
Yeah. That's a classic one.
Constantly rewatch it.
Always.
Good one.
First excuse you make when trying to cancel plans?
Work.
Well,
definitely work.
I mean, work, but I don't actually make plans.
She knows she won't
go. If there's a possibility that it could be canceled in the future, I'll say no from the get-go.
Really?
I don't make plans.
I need,
because I always
have so much
them.
To learn from you.
I literally, like, I, yeah. I
she
just
also
cancel.
Doesn't like doing things.
I don't like to leave my house.
And doesn't have friends, so.
It's really easy.
The other day she called us her best friends, and we were like, really?
I didn't and call you my best friends. I would never do
you
that.
Did.
I would never do that.
I would never do that.
Yes, you did.
I know you're not my best friends. I have so many friends behind the scenes that you've never met.
You don't.
Yes, I do. Wait, so I have entire clans.
Don't call them clans.
You can't call them clans.
Of friends.
Yeah, right.
Wait, so I have so many friends. I'll bring you a fucking list of my friends next week.
First and last names.
I'll bring all... No, I had a friend living at my house, and they were like, who's John? I was like, John's my friend. He's living with me right now. We haven't heard of this friend, because I don't... You don't know everything about me. I have friends. I have friends.
As your best friends, we should know.
I never said you're my best friend.
Yes.
Roll the tape.
You did. I'm going to find it.
It was on the podcast, too, so there is tape of it.
So when people ask you,
are you looking for friends?
Always.
No. Okay. I don't want to be your friend. I have enough friends. No, when people are like, hey, do you want to come to my thing? I'm like, I probably can't, so no.
Oh, that's
she
so
is
nice.
Good at saying no from the get-go.
You guys, I said
that
no.
Must feel
that,
so
like,
good.
Like next weekend, Chris is going to some like Jay-Z Beyonce thing, and he's like, do you want to go? And I was like, no. I don't even want to go to that.
That sounds so nice. I always feel like I have to.
Oh, dark. Okay.
Thanks. How is that dark?
No, it's not dark. Lightness.
Oh.
Dark for me, because I don't have it.
I'm in a very big day.
You're like extremely,
I'm
delirious.
Like, I'm so much Kelty, and I have to go to the stupid, do the World Choreography Awards are tonight?
Tonight?
Nope. Wish I could cancel. I tried to cancel all day.
How did you not say no?
Because I tried to say no yesterday, and then I was like, I'm a bad person. And so I didn't say no, and I should have. That's all.
You'll have a great time.
No, I won't.
You just said how you say no, and you're literally going...
This is for my career. Okay. It's a nice thing. I'm presenting a nice TV award.
Oh, you're presenting it. Then you have to
Yeah, like a nice Best Dancing and TV award.
How did you get that job?
You know what? Go fuck yourself. Sorry about your G-list. Make a beep. Beep that out.
Make a beep. Okay, the last one. When is the first time you cried in public?
All the time. When Darren Smith puked on me in the first grade.
Yeah, mine is similar. It's that I can remember. And it's when I was at Carl's Jr. with my cousin and she puked on the table and it splattered all over me. And I cried.
And then I cried. There has been so much puke at Carl's Jr.
Yeah, well, like, it's Carl's Jr.
That's
most people probably
their
puke
Impossible
their
Burger is delicious.
I've not had it.
It's amazing.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah. I actually don't think I've ever cried in public.
Becca's never cried.
She's a black heart.
As her best
feelings.
Friend, I can say that I haven't seen her cry.
I don't
often.
Know. I honestly don't know.
When's the last time you cried?
With Karamo? Have you cried since then?
Probably not.
That was like 9 months ago. That was a year ago.
And I was just emotionally exhausted.
Yeah.
And I also just wanted to be able to leave. So I was like, if I cry right now, we can stop.
We are being filmed. Yeah.
I used to cry to get out of a lot of things when I was in a relationship.
Oh, hell yeah.
But now I'm not. So I just cry on my own. It's nice.
That's nice solo cry.
Now I just cry
That's
alone.
So sad.
Hands down, this is the best day. I just listened to Dashboard. What's the sad song from Dashboard?
All of them?
No.
That one's pretty sad.
No?
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
What do you mean? They're all sad. How does it go? I'll tell you.
It's the super sad one.
Okay, you keep going and I'll look it up.
Someone sing it because I will know it right off the bat.
I couldn't sing one Dashboard confessional song.
It's the one
song.
That's like...
I know what it...
And it's been winter. Hold on.
It's not Screaming Infidelities?
Yes!
That's the sad one?
That's pretty sad.
Screaming Infidelities!
One time I took a photo, I tie-dyed a shirt, and I had like a lightning bolt necklace because my boyfriend was like the Flash. Like he was the fastest guy on the track team, so we called him the Flash. And I took a photo that was like so beautifully composed, but it was like my hair in the wind, and then like my tie-dye t-shirt with that necklace, and I like took it for him, but like put it on my MySpace profile. My mom printed it out because she thought it was like a half nude because it was like the focal point was my boobs. The whole reason I'm telling the story is because the caption was like, your hair is everywhere from that song.
Great, great caption.
What a weird story.
You guys are so weird.
As your best, as
Emo
my
unites.
Best friend, I think
Becca,
you be
as
nice
your best friend,
you need to watch Dashboard.
Nice
listen to Dashboard.
I feel out of place.
You are, Reba.
Just to rebut their first concert, loser.
Amazing people.
I'm going to go see a 47-year-old redheaded country artist.
She was young and vibrant and fertile.
Vibrant red. She had full poof. Full poof hair. And I bet she wore fucking evening gowns the whole day, didn't she? Did she wear an evening gown the whole concert?
She was more cash back then.
Cash reebs.
Cash reebs.
Hashtag.
Oh my God.
How's your day? I'm having a casual Reba.
A drink? That's a great drink.
A casual
Reba?
A sipping drink for the summer?
Ooh, what's in it?
A casual Reba?
It's like a spritzer.
I'm lame.
It's like an Aperol Spritz offshoot.
It's like Aperol Spritz with the Shirley Temple juice. What's that called?
Grenadine.
Casual Reba.
That sounds amazing. I would drink that.
I think I have an ear infection.
Same.
Ow.
You do?
Yeah, ear like is not pierced any longer. Like some days it is and some days not.
Oh.
It's like its own little illusion.
You think it's an ear infection like on your lobe or like in
I
think it?
I feel it in my brain.
Maybe it's a brain infection.
Just keep going with your show. Sorry.
The crystals are off in your ears.
I need a sensible Reba.
Sensible Reba.
Casual Reba.
Cash Reebs.
Now that we know more about you,
yep.
Let's find out a little bit more about somebody else who's 23 years old and needs a little bit of help.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hi, Megan. I'm 23 years old. I'm facing a little bit of trouble career-wise in my relationship. So me and my boyfriend are having some differences, like, in our success in our careers. For example, I'm going to graduate school, and it's going well. And unfortunately, he attempted to go to graduate school but had to drop out because he couldn't afford it. So there's definitely a lot of privilege in my situation that allows me to go to graduate school. But also him with job searching and trying to find a better career with what he has, which is his bachelor's, hasn't been going that well. And he just feels really stuck. And he's been interviewing, he's been applying, looking into loans and things like that, but it just won't work. It's not working out for him. So I'm just stuck in on my relationship, too, because my parents often question, you know, when is he going to get a job? He just needs to go back to school. But I don't want to nag him, and I don't want other people to nag him. But at the same time, I want to help and motivate, but also be sensitive because I do have a lot of privilege compared to him. So I was just wondering how to help and how to approach this very complex situation, because I do hope the best for him and I want us to build a future together. We've been dating for 2 years, by the way. But yeah, just how to help someone who's feeling depressed, unmotivated, and stuck in their career in a nice way. So thank you, Megan. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh my God. She does sound really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever been in a relationship where you were more successful than your partner and it was like a sticking point? Like sometimes it can work and sometimes it's fine. How did you get through that?
Well, I once dated this douchebag who wouldn't come pick me up at the stage door when I was doing a Broadway show at the time, and he was a struggling actor, and he refused to come pick me up at the stage door
because
he was so insecure. He's a douche.
I've honestly like been kind of that person.
That you didn't want to go pick someone up because...
No, I didn't want... There was a rap party.
Oh.
And like I was almost cast in that, but like not.
That's different.
That's hatering.
Because okay. It's like he was never up for this job and he couldn't even fucking sing. So get over yourself.
Yeah.
Say his last name. Here's the thing. If he's bitter like that and super Debbie Downer and he can't snap out of it... You might need to like just let him figure that out on his own because you're not going to fix it. And also you don't want to create a dynamic where you're responsible for fixing it.
Yeah.
I think that you can be supportive, but you need to set boundaries. Like if he's always down in the dumps, life only gets harder after 23. Mm-hmm. So, don't let him drag you down. It seems so sad, but like this is the time to be selfish.
Right.
Yeah. She's like in her, did she say her age?
23.
23. She's so young. I think at that age, especially if you're in a relationship, you kind of feel like this is it. And like this is probably the guy. And we've been together for 2 years. It's so long. But 23 is so young in the grand scheme of things. And that is the time, like Becca said, to be selfish, to go date a bunch of guys, see what really works with you, because there seems to be like a lot of issues going on that just because you've been together for a certain amount of time doesn't mean you should stay together. If it's not working.
I agree.
Someone told me the other day, he was like such a family oriented person. And then he got into like a terrible relationship. And he was like, I honestly don't even know if I want to be with anybody anymore. Like, I think I'm so on the other end of it. That's saying like, if we're not pushing each other forward, then someone's holding someone else back. Yeah. And why would I be that person?
Well, I just think when you're young, like there is this thing, I don't know if men do it to women, but I'm sure they do. Like, we just try to save other people when we should actually be putting that energy into like figuring out what we're going to do. Like she should focus. Like, it's okay to be in your own lane, and like you can love this guy and you can like clap for him when he wins and like help bring him up when he's down, but like it's not your job to pay for his college or figure out how he's gonna get to college or like whatever that loan is, or help him like finish, like focus on your schooling and your degree and your future. And like if he can hang and come along for the ride, yay. If he can't, bye bitch.
It's not your responsibility.
Right,
you're not his mom.
Yeah. Oh
my God, that is my thing right now. Everyone I date, I feel like they're moms.
Ugh.
Anyone can relate.
You need to date like a 40-year-old.
Well, no, the truth is that it never goes away.
They are.
It never goes away. I still feel like sometimes I have to like be like, you're my husband. Like, I don't know. Do you ever?
It goes away enough where you shouldn't like, actually feel like they're mom.
Right.
I don't feel like a mom all the time, but I'm definitely like keeping the house from having no power.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
I mean, I married someone extremely high functioning. And I think the key to that was that he was single for so long and had to take care of his own shit. And I think men need that time. Mm-hmm. They need to be responsible for their own lives.
Yeah.
And you know instantly. I mean, you're being hard on Chris.
I know.
He's very high functioning.
No,
you're
he's
just
high functioning,
your
for sure.
standards are very high.
Yeah.
I'm
a dick. Kelsey's like, I have to be his mom because he put a dirty cup in the sink.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Anyways, I think that you have to look for people. They don't necessarily need to be 40, but I think that they need to have lived enough of their lives without having their moms wipe their ass.
Yeah.
Like, be on your own.
Right.
And have someone that wants to take care of you. Like,
yes.
That's when you're going to be truly happy. I don't think that women should have to take care of anyone unless it was spawned from their vagina or their legal child.
Yes. Amen.
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 Or an animal. That's very important. Mm-hmm.
What about financially? Like in her situation, have you ever been in a situation where you like had to cover something financially? Like was there resentment afterwards?
Yes.
Okay.
Money is a hard thing.
It's the worst thing. Even between friendships. Like if someone Venmos me like 24-19, I'm like, bitch, you could have done 25 easily and it would be fine.
I can't do stingy people.
It's hard.
It's never, ever gonna end well.
No.
Yeah.
Never.
Yikes. Okay. So with this girl, she's asking at the end how to help someone who's feeling depressed or unmotivated or stuck in their career in a nice way. So even if she does or doesn't stay with this guy, any like general advice? Have you ever been trying to help someone like get out of the dumps and within their career?
I mean, I have with friends. I haven't with a significant other, but there is a way to be supportive without loaning him money or taking care of him. Like, there's a way to be emotionally there as much as she possibly can and as much as to her ability. But I think with that, boundaries are like the most important thing, and to not get it all muddied.
That's the key. So with taking it one step further, like practicality, how do you set a boundary without someone being like super offended by it? Or like, what are the words you use? Because like setting a boundary after you've already established a relationship.
Yeah, that's hard.
It's like, where is this coming from? Oh, you've changed. Who is this? What's gotten into you? So like, how do you set a boundary in general for anyone that's never set one before?
I think you just have to have a real conversation and be like, this dynamic isn't working for me.
Mm.
I love you and I care about you, but I can't fix your problems. And there's got to be an adjustment. So like, we have to set boundaries. How often you're allowed to talk to me about this, how much I'm able to actually help you. Like, there's going to be no money that I'm going to help you with. And, you know, like, there's only so long that someone can be like a victim. They might just be the victim always in every part of their life.
I think for her too, it's like, even like if she doesn't end up with him, that's like a learning experience for her to have boundaries for her next relationship. Mm-hmm. Like with my last relationship, I have zero boundaries. It was a damn emotional mess. And with my relationship now, like that's what I took out of it, is to start in the beginning with boundaries. Mm-hmm. So then it's not awkward a year into it when you're like, oh, actually, like I can't be doing this because it's not healthy for me.
Right.
So I don't know.
I agree.
Have a takeaway.
Mm-hmm. I think saying something right when it bothers you is super important.
Absolutely.
I have not gotten to practice that yet because I'm so harrowingly single. But the next time, also, if you guys know of anyone.
I don't know. It's a tough one out here.
Oh, that's so sad.
Dating in LA is the absolute worst.
I was like, I might
I'll tell you this.
Tell me, Kelsey.
You should mess around with someone super famous first. You're hot. And you're young and you're cute. Like
young enough.
Have you dated like a bunch?
Have you dated a celebrity?
No. One date and it was great, but they live in Australia. So
no, I want a local celebrity. There's enough of them in Hollywood.
No, I guess
like,
I have
a guy like on Archer, like a CW show.
I mean, I'll take anybody.
Like a Sprouse brother. I know they're
No, they're both in relationships. No, not them, but like someone cooler.
I just watched a movie yesterday on the plane called The Imitation Game. Have you ever seen it with Matthew Good? This guy looks like James Marsden, but like
hotter.
That
okay,
like,
Matthew Good. I'm into
I'm just going to show you a picture.
Yeah, this is my time.
I was thinking about changing the podcast just to start finding me a man because it's getting to that point.
You should. You should have a series.
Oh yeah, I know who this is.
Let me see.
This is my type. He's got like he's tall, brown hair, like light
kinda
eyes,
kind of like sunken
nerdy.
In eyes.
Sunken in eyes. Yeah, that's my thing.
Okay,
he's cute.
I'll keep it in mind for all the. Non-douchebags I know.
Just DM him.
He's 41 with a wife and kids.
Nope.
That's okay.
That's going
to
be different.
You know, it doesn't stop some people, you know?
True. Honestly, yeah. Okay. So I think we helped enough.
I think we helped her for sure.
Good luck.
We tried.
That was honestly the best advice Lady Gang's ever given. We usually get the shittiest advice.
Our advice usually sucks.
Yeah, we really were so thoughtful, girls.
Thank you.
So proud of us, best friends.
Thank you.
It was for you, Megan.
Thank you so much. This is a good time for us to take a quick little break while Becca, Kelsey, and Jack give us an extra piece of advice you can find at Just a Tip Podcast on Instagram, and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we are back. We are here with Becca and Jack. Kelty had to run to the World Dance Awards.
Wow.
Choreography Awards?
World Choreography Dance Awards. Cool.
Yeah, she was stoked to go.
Couldn't wait.
I hate events. I'm so like, I like good for her for doing that, but like, I could not.
Well, it's kind of for her work, but anytime I'm invited to an event, I'm like I would go.
I know.
No, thank you.
Never.
Never.
Is there a paycheck?
Unless I'm getting paid.
Truly.
Which I don't. That's why I don't go to events.
I can't. It's just too much effort. I don't even dress up for Halloween.
Oh, see, I love it costume.
Yeah.
But I don't like socializing.
But that's something we have in common. I don't do Halloween.
Oh, and I don't like socializing.
There we go.
So we're all kind of.
I found it. It's like not Dashboard Confessional, but it's Halloween.
What did you do this year for Halloween?
We went to a dog party.
Yeah, we did do a dog party.
Yeah. My favorite Instagram dog hosted a dog party.
Stop it. Who's your favorite? Puff? Puffy? What's his name?
Who the hell's Puffy?
I think I'm making it up. Jif Pom.
Oh, no.
He's like a puffy dog.
It's this dog, Beth. She's a French bulldog with three legs.
Aww.
Her Instagram's pardon thy French. But anyways, Becca and her had beef, and then she came to the party to squash it.
I talk smack to Jack about how lame it is that she goes to dog events.
Without a dog.
It wasn't because she goes to the event. It's because she's a fan of a dog but doesn't have a dog. And I'm weirded out by that. And it's like people that go to Disney all the time and they don't have kids. You're like, something.
I think I know a lot of people like that.
It's
those
weird.
People are freaks.
I've never been, but Cars Land at 5 p.m. is magical.
Why?
It's like, because it looks like the Grand Canyon and then the Golden Hour. And then just, it's a good,
but like,
it's longer than it should be. Like the ride, it's like worth the wait.
Mm. Okay. I can get down.
Jack hates it. It's, I've only been to Disneyland one time and it was fine.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I used to go as a kid.
But. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I actually love it, but I don't have the energy to do that all the time.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of waiting in lines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad about it. Yeah. I feel bad saying it right now.
I don't like waiting in a line.
I can't.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
It's hard. Mm-mm. Okay. Glad we're all on that.
I don't even like it if I go to a wedding and I don't have a reserved seat.
There's reserved seats at weddings.
Like the front couple rows. Like I got to sit in the back pew of this wedding.
I need to be in the bridal party VIP? Even if I've never met you guys.
Can we do this by Instagram followers? What if I post about the wedding? Can I get a seat upgrade?
I'm crying.
You should be able to.
Before our last segment, I just want to talk because you guys are so good at being businesswomen and I never really get to talk about this ever, but this is exciting for me. So I just want to know like a couple things about like making something a business. Like you've had to go from having a normal job at like Old Navy or
when I was 16
or like having a hobby and then turning it into a career. So I know a lot of people ask me when I go to colleges and talk and they're like, how did you make the switch? Like, when do you know it's the right time to stop making something for fun and make it for money?
Well, I mean, for example, when we started the Lady Gang, we still all do our original full-time careers. So when we started the Lady Gang, it was kind of a hobby. It was a passion project. We didn't make money for 2 years doing it. So for us, it's like we had to grind and hustle for like a long time before it actually turned into a business. But for us, when we started it, it was kind of the long-term goal. Like we're like, this is not going to just be a podcast. This is going to be an all-encompassing kind of brand. But I don't know. I always say don't quit your day job even until the other one, you're making more money than your day job. I don't know. It's hard because you never know how things are going to change.
Yeah. Well, especially in the entertainment industry, like you don't really know when the checks are going to come.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like I have friends that like will make $0 for 2 months and then get hit with like a 30K check. Yeah. It's like you have no stability in some ways. What about you? Like when was it for you that you really felt supported enough to kind of like go full in and be like, this is all I do?
I haven't gone full in. I mean, that's the thing that's so crazy is that like I'm still first and foremost an actress. Like the majority of the year is not necessarily like working in film and television, but it's like auditioning and keeping up with that career side of my life. Because like Jack said, like it's so unstable that you have to keep so many irons in the fire. And I am like such a big proponent on keeping a lot of different things spinning in the air.
Totally. Yeah.
Well, and what we've learned too, it's like even with Lady Gang, cause it's like podcasting, new world, like it's changing all the time. So it's like, you know, we're putting all of our eggs in a bunch of different baskets too. Cause I mean, something's got to hit, hopefully. But if something falls off the map, it's not like detrimental end of the world.
That's
freak
the
out
thing.
Mode. We're like, a lot of deals for us haven't gone through and we're just like, eh, whatever. Cause we have like 10 other things that we're focusing on. So it's not that like big of a kick in the ass.
Right. So I guess the takeaway would be like diversify your assets/talents.
Yes. Diversifying was the best thing I ever did.
Totally. Yeah. It feels cool.
Also. Well, you just don't have as much anxiety and stress about the one thing that you're doing. And that can be as easy as like opening a little Etsy shop or like doing like little things on the side where it's like you're getting income at least in a more than one straight way. If you're in this world, not if you have like a stable job, but like, especially in the entertainment world, like you want to have something else going on.
Right.
And you have to be practical about it. I mean, that's the thing too, is like getting real with yourself and being like, is this my passion? Is this like the only thing I'm going to be able to do that's going to make me happy? Like most of the time the answer is no, because happiness as you get older means stability and security and like things like health insurance.
Yep.
And so unfortunately, like I'm just as happy some days when I'm like feeling financially secure as I am when I'm like chasing my dream.
Yeah.
And it's so disheartening in some ways, but and then in others I'm like, no, it just makes me make smarter decisions.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about I know some of my acting friends, like it can get really disheartening, like not booking so much. And like, especially like going out for shows and like not getting the job. How long until you're like, this is a dream that I don't know if I can achieve?
honestly, till you run out of money. Like, that's what's so, it's so, like, disenchanted, but, like, that's really the reality. Right. A lot of the time, people succeed in this business long term because there's resiliency and there's another source of income.
Right.
Sometimes it's a trust fund. Sometimes it's really wealthy parents. That's a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah. And having a side job or a side hustle, like for me, I've been so fortunate. If it weren't for the Lady Gang, I would not be able to continue to just be an actress.
Yeah.
So you have to get a little real with yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I could not be a 33-year-old homeless person calling myself an actress.
Right. No, I think that's really, really smart. This year, this will be coming out like towards the end of the year, I think. Who knows? Yeah, oh, yes, we're at the end of the year now. It's almost 2020.
Yes.
What is one thing that you've learned about yourself this year? It could be career-oriented or personal. Just something that you like didn't know before and you were like, oh, shit, this year, this really resonated. This really stuck. This is the first time that I really like saw this for the first time in myself or about myself.
Well, this year is probably the first time that I've ever felt secure in a relationship.
Cool. Yeah. That's huge.
I've only dated douchebags my entire life up until my boyfriend now. So it's been a very nice feeling to like not be anxious all the fucking time and to not be wondering what my partner thinks of me or if they're there for me or if they're gonna like when shit gets hard, if they'll be there. So it's a nice stability type of a feeling that I've never had before.
I love that. Any tips on a healthy relationship for people that have also dated douchebags in the past?
Date someone who's more into you than you are to them.
My boyfriend loves me more. He does. And that's it. I mean, all of our moms have collectively given us the same advice where it's like, marry somebody who loves you more. It is the only way that you will be okay.
There is always, in every relationship, there's always someone who loves harder.
Yeah.
And that can change too. Cause my husband and I, but from the beginning, it has to be the guy. I mean, this is very like heteronormative, like conversation, but for me and anybody dating a woman, dating a man, I think it's very important like for the first year, couple years for that guy to be loving you more than you love them. Now, my husband and I have switched and there's moments like where I go through phases where I definitely love him more than he loves me and vice versa. But it has to start with him loving you more. It's so weird.
Yeah. No, I get that. In a marriage, what is the one thing that, not the one thing, but like what is one of the things that keeps it exciting?
I would say it depends on who you are. But for us, it's like we love to travel. We like new experiences. So every year we try to do something where we go somewhere we've never been or explore a place we've never been. Obviously that's not always realistic and life gets crazy, but I think also like we're so fiercely independent, like outside of the relationship that really does keep it exciting. Like you don't feel like, I don't feel like my every move, like his happiness relies on my every move.
You're not codependent on each other.
Yeah. And that's exciting. Cause then it's like, when you do connect, it's great. And it's genuine.
And you're with each other because you want to be with each other. Yeah. It's not because you need to be with each other. And I feel like that makes a huge difference because if you need to be with somebody, it's definitely unbalanced.
Absolutely.
But marriage gets really boring. Like, don't get me wrong. You know, like, I don't want everybody to go into a marriage being like, it's going to be like this forever.
My best friend.
I mean, the problem, it's like your best friend. You go in waves. Like, I've had the same best friend since I was 12 years old. And sometimes we can go away on a trip together and it's like fireworks. Like, it's like the greatest time ever. And then sometimes we could have like a lunch date and we have nothing to say to each other.
Yeah. Right.
And it's fine. Like that's just the reality of being independent, like individuals.
Right. Fascinating. Okay. I feel really good about this. I'm like taking notes and asking for the audience, like, okay. But I'm like, okay.
Someone who loves you more.
Okay.
Yes. All these things to love you more.
That's pretty much it. I mean, that's not it, but that should be the basis.
Yeah. Okay, I feel great. The last section before we wrap up is called Tip Jar. It is a segment where people send in one word or one or two words of a suggestion, and we have to give advice, but only in three words.
Oh, love it.
So yeah, you only have three words to tell somebody what to do or any sort of wisdom. Okay, so the first one is spilling tea. What is your tip on spilling tea in only three words?
Careful.
That's what I was going to say.
Tea stains.
Dude, that was my exact one.
So good.
Dude, oh my God, Becca. I literally was going to say, careful, it stains.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I was trying to say that sentiment, but couldn't think of the words.
The words. I know. It's, yeah. It was tough.
I was like, be careful who? And then you can like think of the rest.
Yes.
You like each take three. Be careful who. Yeah. You say it too.
Yeah. Or who is listening.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Who you telling?
I love that we all went for the same one. Okay. A tip on red carpets. Three words only. Red carpets.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Oh, man. Oh, God. CBD pen before.
That's good.
It's so much anxiety.
Yeah. That's
a couple shots before.
My best red carpet was I was wasted. Like, yeah? Could barely see straight.
There's no way you'd enjoy it if you weren't kind of drunk.
No, but like all those photos looked amazing. Like to the point where my manager messaged me later that night. He was like, oh my God, these photos.
This blush is incredible.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'm hammered.
I'm hammered. Three words only of a side hustle.
Wait, what?
Side hustle.
Oh, side hustle?
Is the suggestion. So three words only. What is our tip on side hustles?
Baby steps, please.
Cute.
People get ahead of themselves and invest too much money.
Yeah,
and that's so true.
And end up tripping over themselves and screwing themselves over by moving too fast.
Yeah.
With the side hustle.
That's a good one.
I've wasted a lot of money by doing that. I go full all in. It's probably my Aries tendencies, but I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this. And then I do
it. My life savings is now in there.
Yeah.
Boom.
I'm all in all the time.
Yeah, I failed.
Okay. Side hustles. You got something?
I'm so no, I think that's good. That would be my advice. The okay. Baby steps.
Also same.
Same.
The last one is confidence.
Just confidence?
Uh-huh.
No one's perfect.
Oh, that's really good.
That is a good one.
I'm going to say naked mirror dance.
Wow. That does not make me feel confident.
But it will.
No.
I think, okay, here's the thing.
I got one.
Okay.
Get spray tan.
Oh, yeah. Thread your eyebrows is another one.
No.
What?
Well, I don't have eyebrows.
Threading your eyebrows makes me feel like on top of the world.
That's so funny.
Oh, I don't want to get rid
every
of
girl
eyebrow.
Has like what that thing.
What's yours?
Usually like a mani pedi. Like I'm like, wow, my shit is together.
Yeah.
If I want to take it to the next level, mine's it's off. A bikini wax. Oh. I'm like, I'm on top of the world.
I feel like a seal.
I feel
baby
like a
dolphin.
Okay, the last one. Oh, here's the thing about naked mirror dancing. This is the last thing I'll say. I read somewhere that if you're having trouble losing weight, it could be because you're reading into like how you feel about your body and you're telling your body negative things. It's like when you like say nice things to a plant and the plant grows.
Mm. Hidden messages in water. There's a book about that.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. If you tell yourself that you're sexy and like not overweight and beautiful, then you'll feel it and you can like start shedding the pounds. It's like some like neuro blocks
cortisol.
But something
too, yeah.
Fucked up happens to me when I'm feeling good. I'm like, yeah,
I'm eat a burger.
So hot. I'm gonna eat that burger, and then I'm gonna eat that fried chicken, and then I look in the mirror, and I'm like, oh my God,
I'm feeling so good. Drinking a bottle of wine tonight to celebrate.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, that's so me.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we wrap up, one last question for you two: what is one piece of advice you would tell your younger self? You can pick any age. To tell yourself something.
I would tell myself to stop chasing boys.
Mm. Mm.
Took up all of my time.
I would say I would probably tell myself to like life is long and I don't have to achieve everything right away.
Mm. That's good. Really good too.
Yeah. And also not to identify with my success. I think that there's a huge part of us that really, really does that. And yeah. I wish I had spent more time just like becoming secure in me as a person as opposed to like what I was doing on paper.
Super retweet.
Yeah.
Echo for eternity.
I just gave myself a round of applause.
Self clap.
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Where can people find us.
You on the internet? Of course.
The Lady Gang podcast. Mm-hmm. You can find it anywhere podcasts are found. And the Lady Gang on Instagram. At Jack Vanek and at Becca. Don't worry about Kelty. She doesn't have social media.
You can actually unfollow at Kelty if you'd like.
True best friends.
Feel free to troll her on her fake ads.
Hashtag volunteer.
If you guys, like, you've done fake ads. I was like, no,
you haven't.
If you have a sticky situation or burning concern, call us at 805-751-9071. You give us your age and we'll give you the best we can on the day that we're here. See you next week on Just a Tip.
Bye. That was a HeadGum Podcast.